Stevie, they got a run on you early on, and only for that bad start. It was a real battling performance from Tyrone, and there probably wasn't that much in it when you take away that bad start you got off to.
Look, I think the start of the game, the first 5-10 minutes, were maybe slow to react just to the level of Wicklow, and then maybe even at the start of the second half, they managed to get that wee purple patch of hitting 2 or 3 scores there that just kept us at arm's length, and we were pushing coming down the stretch ourselves, and maybe going for goals again, just that wee bit of naivety where we could have kept the scoreboard clicking and or ticking over. But look, there's plenty of positives, but there's plenty of stuff to work on.
Yeah, I mean, after that start, it took a while. I think it was about 13 minutes before you got a score, but once you settled in, the battle for every ball, there was some great defending done there as well, and the spirit, you couldn't ask any more of the spirit of the boys.
No, look, the boys, they're a very honest bunch, and they are. I felt like we didn't get a wild lot of breaks of the ball coming down the straights there the last 15, 20 minutes. And we didn't. Whenever we maybe got that bit of momentum and got it down to 5 and whatnot, that maybe missed a few chances. But no, look, it's a learning curve. And I suppose Wicklow have lofty ambitions of getting promotion as well. So it'll stand us in the long run here.
3 games in, and just the one win, two points on the board. I mean, it leaves you, I suppose, looking up the table rather than behind you. You know, it's a tough one as you look up a difficult run in.
It does, but it's been the two teams that's playing at the Christy Ring level as well, and the top end of the Christy Ring level last year. They've beat us, and although the scoreline might suggest what 7-8 points there, I don't think it was a 7-8 point game either. Look, we're going to try and win every game, but we want to be getting as much experience into players here throughout the league as possible to move into the Championship then.
And you are getting experience into these younger players, but of course the under-20s, I mean, they're playing and the games are clashing, and it's hard to ask too much of them. There's some talented young players coming through there.
Absolutely, it's kind of a balancing and a juggling act. We have 7 of the 20s on our panel. Unfortunately, a couple of them and quality players there are injured at the moment. But it is, look, that's 2 games for them in 24 hours, so you have to manage their load. You have to make sure that they're not overdoing it, or otherwise they could end up breaking down. But it's good for them. It's good for Tyrone that we're getting them players, we're getting them the experience as well.
2 weeks now of a break to get a good bit of work done ahead of this important game away to Fermanagh.
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to that there. You know yourself with the National League there, Francie, it's non-stop, and it can be week after week. So this 2 week break will be gladly appreciated. That'll give us an opportunity to go away and really delve down into some of the stuff that we need to work on there. You know, 15 points isn't enough, you know, to win a game of hurling, and it's something that we have to increase, and I think our efficiency rating was down around 40-45% there. So they're small things that now you can really go to town on, work on the next couple of weeks, and fitness and getting players back from injury as well.
And Fermanagh, they're always feel they can take Tyrone. It's usually a close game between Tyrone and Fermanagh.
Yeah. Fermanagh, look, you see it with Lisbeth had a great run through in the Ulster Championship. They'll fancy Tyrone coming down to play them 100%, but our boys will be up for the challenge, and they will, you know, we'll go away, we'll learn, and we'll adapt, and we'll improve from what we've done there today, and we'll continue to get stronger the more players we're getting back.